Talk a little bit about what Sam Block had to say about the best running backs in each NFL division. No surprise, the AFC North is Derrick Henry.
What? You got to be kidding me on that.
I mean, the ageless wonder.
I was watching workout videos of him yesterday. Yeah. I mean,
something you'll never do. something we'll all never do.
Well, none of us. But it's like his diet, the way he doesn't eat until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the first meal of the day. What?
You're kind of the same.
I eat about one is the first time that I usually eat something. Because from here, I usually go to the gym, get a workout in. By the time I get home, let the dog out, do all that. It's about 1 o'clock is when I usually get a meal in for the day for the first time.
I wish I was strong like you.
It's not that I'm strong. I'm busy until then, so I really don't have time, per se, more than anything. It's just like you got to keep yourself active.
Yeah.
But I was reading somebody about doing like a 5-day fast or a 4-day fast for gut health.
I'm doing a 3-day one for the last 3 weeks, Monday through Wednesday.
You're not eating?
It's not a full fast, so it's a intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I only eat from...
Like two to five or something.
So I don't eat lunch Monday through Wednesday. I just eat dinner, and I only drink coffee, water, tea throughout the day.
Yeah, that's great. They say you're... But this guy is legitimately not eating.
And then Thursday through Sunday...
And then, you give yourself it all back, and then Monday through
Wednesday, bring on the beer! You know what I mean?
But could you imagine going 3 or 4 or 5 days without eating? I mean, that's ridiculous. They say once you hit like 96 hours, that's when the benefits start.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to, just drink water and let your metabolism think it's working. That's what they say the trick is, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's crazy. But I'm not willing to do something like that. But no, I eat around 1, finish around 7, have that window of food. And then they say if you go 18 hours a day straight without eating anything, that's supposed to be really healthy for you.
Because fasting for us for breakfast is pretty easy.
Easy.
Right?
Yes.
We get up at 4-ish, whatever, do the show till 10, get home at 11. You're like, well, breakfast is gone.
Breakfast is over. Yeah.
So it's pretty easy. And, for me, I'm sure you guys can see on camera, I drink coffee every morning. And then
I have one cup of coffee.
Tons of water. Mac, you ready for this game that you have no idea that's coming? Player A, B, and C. Do you want to guess? And Bob, you can do the same thing. Now, you're in studio with me, so you have a little bit of advantage of one of these players. So we talked about Cyrus Allen, 4 games, what you need to see if he's wide receiver 2. Player A, in their first 4 games with the Kansas City Chiefs, 9 receptions, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, 15 targets. Player B for the Kansas City Chiefs in their first 4 games, 15 receptions, 140 yards, 1 touchdown, 19 targets. Player C is Puka Nacua. 39 receptions, 501 yards,
and
a touchdown on 52 targets.
And how many games?
First 4 games of the season.
Holy
Yeah. Shiza Manelli for sure.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
So that's why everybody's like, this guy can be Puka.
Hold your horses.
Yeah, stop.
So there's...
Puka Nacua is a top 5 receiver.
Okay, so that...
Dude had 500 yards in his first 4 games.
That's right, and 39 receptions. Puka Nacua, 39 catches, 501 yards and a touchdown on 52 targets in his first 4 games. Do you want to guess who player A is? 9 for 154 and 2 touchdowns.
Tyreek?
No.
Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice.
No. Do you want to guess who player B is?
Xavier Worthy?
Xavier Worthy is player A. Rashee Rice is player B.
Mm. Okay. I had it flipped there.
Yeah, because the receptions. Or because of the targets?
So what you're saying is that they're not going to utilize the guy as much as they should because he's young?
I'm just saying 2 conversations here. 1, leave Puka in a world of his own.
Yeah, like stop comparing everybody to Mahomes. Like, stop comparing everybody to Puka.
He broke the all-time rookie record for receiving yards and receptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
He had 1,500 yards. He had over 100 catches.
He had 105 for 1486.
Okay, let's just stop right now. Stop putting those expectations on Cyrus.
So that's why I bring that up because that's
not fair to him.
That's Puka, right? Like that was what everybody's like, well, if he's a 5th-round pick, leave that name away, okay? Puka's doing what he did. Again, his first 4 games, 15 targets, 10 receptions, 20 targets, 15 catches, 7 targets, 5.
Did they have injuries to start that season, though? Was that the year they went out and got Devontae Adams late in the year because they didn't have anybody else?
No.
Wow. So they actually...
That was 2023.
2023. That wasn't the year they went out and traded for Devontae Adams late in the season?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was. I absolutely think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive it was that year because that was only like 2 years ago.
This was his second year. This will be his 3rd year with the Rams.
Is it really?
That
first game for at least in the stat sheet that it shows, passing, rushing, receiving, Stafford, Kyron Williams, Cam Akers, Tutu Atwell, Puka Nacua, Tyler Higbee, Van Jefferson, Bryson Hopkins, and Ben Skowronek.
That's the year they went out and traded for Devontae.
2024.
They had nobody.
2024 was the year they traded for him.
So what year was this? 2023?
23.
Yeah. So they had to go out and trade for him because look at that lineup of players. That's why Puka was featured so much. Van Jefferson. I mean, I like that guy 20 years ago.
No one was talking about Puka Nacua. They were talking about Van Jefferson.
They were, absolutely, because he was a fifth-round draft pick as a wide receiver. Now everybody's talking about Cyrus Allen, A, because he's catching passes for Patrick Mahomes, but B, now we have the litmus test of the fifth-round wide receiver, guys. So anytime a fifth-round wide receiver now starts to show a little bit, it's all, Puka Nacua. So that guy's going to gain buzz and gain steam just because of the perception of what Puka Nacua did. But my God, we cannot have those expectations. Not fair to have those expectations for Cyrus
Allen. Again, Worthy in his first four games with the Chiefs had 15 targets, 9 receptions, 154 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rashee Rice had 19 targets for 15 receptions, 140 yards, and a touchdown. If Cyrus Allen does any of that, what's that say for him moving forward?
Mahomes loves him. I think 19 targets.
Because I could go deeper and look at what Kelsey did in those first four games and in both those seasons. But again, Rashee Rice got better as the season went on, as we know. But the targets, 19 is impressive.
That's a huge number.
In your first four, that's when you, again, you talk about Puka getting all those numbers. He had Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, and MVS.
I know.
And he was like, hey, who's this guy? Number four.
Yeah.
Boom.
Rice, because he didn't have anybody else. And so I think now you actually got some other guys. You know, you've got still Travis. You've got some other weapons. The Rams that year, though, that list that you read there, I mean, that's a who's who of nobodies at that wide receiver position. So, just like it was for the Chiefs. That's why Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy were thrown in the mix so fast. I ain't throwing to Sky Moore. I'm not throwing to this guy. I'm not throwing to Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, they're going to need to feed him for sure. They're going to have to because they just don't have much else. At least in my opinion right now. Three total touchdowns there for Xavier Worthy because of the rushing attempts there. And I don't think Cyrus Allen will get that.
That was a part of his game that we never saw last year, obviously, because of the collision.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, and the ankle and everything. Yeah. Because that first game was that jet sweep against the Ravens. That was really the one time we saw Xavier Worthy's speed. That was one against the Ravens. There it is.
There it is.
And then we
never saw that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I'm just going off receiving numbers.
No, sure.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But I mean, that's sick. I mean, those Puka Nacua numbers are disgustingly, unbelievably weird.
Record,
man. Like, I mean, I don't even, like, that's
39 for 501.
I'm stunned.
Now, again, the rest of the year, he would only get 9 receptions once.
People started figuring him out. The league adjusted.
First four games were there, and it was like, okay, we have to bracket this guy. This is more than just a flash in the pan.
That's right.
Because that was, I think, the take that I had going into fantasy football that year, because he did that first game, and I said, your waiver wire money doesn't matter after week 5. I said, so if you see a guy that does that, throw it all out there and just go get him. Because after that, he just won fantasy leagues for people because he was just so automatic. But yeah, that's crazy to think 39. I haven't put an asterisk next to it in my notes because just stop.
Yeah, because we talk about it in baseball all the time. You mentioned the cat who had 3 straight home runs to open his career and was 0-19. That's the league adjusting to you and figuring you out. If you're going to stay in this league, you've got to adjust back to the league. And clearly Puka adjusted back to the league after they adjusted to him. And so that's the next kind of phase of Cyrus Allen. How many teams now are going to be gunning for this guy, though, at the beginning of the year because of all this hype and highlights and stuff that we've seen? I think people are going to have a kind of a lookout for Cyrus Allen right now. So it'll be interesting to see him against other teams. But also when he kind of hits that rookie wall, how does he adjust? And again, this is where Chad O'Shea comes into the fold as well. Now you've got a veteran wide receiver coach that's been in the league for 17 years, and he can look at him and go, coach, man, what am I supposed to do? What's the next step of me evolving? And Chad O'Shea has talked about this guy loves the coaching and loves the learning and all of that kind of stuff. So it's all starting to shape up the way we want it to shape up. And if Cyrus Allen ends up becoming Patrick Mahomes' number one target, it doesn't matter where he was drafted, what round, what place, what school, any of that. If these two guys form this connection, hell, Tyreek Hill was a junior college guy that was a running back that turned into Patrick Mahomes. So it doesn't matter where you find these guys. It matters how you develop them. And the Chiefs have an opportunity now to finally develop their wide receivers because they got a coach in there that knows what he's doing.
Now, Xavier Worthy, a starter his first year with Rashee Rice, I don't think was. And Puka, obviously. And to the text that we're getting, yes, that was the year Cooper Kupp got hurt. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's, yeah, and that's also why the numbers
big
were.
Number, big number. Big reason why. Yeah.
Because Cooper's doing that. But if you look at Rashee Rice, this is why I think Mack is so in on Rashee Rice, which there's no reason not to be. You look at Rashee Rice's 2024 first four games, obviously game four, no stat given because that's the game that Mahomes knocks him out with the friendly fire.
Gosh, yeah.
But before that, it started week one, 9 targets, 7 catches, 103 yards. Week two, 6 targets, 5 catches, 75 yards. Week three, 14 targets, 12 receptions, 110 yards. So, yeah, I mean, it was baller. There. It was coming.
The baller.
Yeah, it was coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that happened.
Accident. Injury.
Yeah, you got to separate the art from the artist a little bit with Rashee Rice. You can't bring up the off-the-field stuff when you talk about him as a football player. He's been really, really good.
Oh, he's been great as a player on the field, but... You know, the biggest thing is the availability. So let's just hope his availability continues to be available.
And again, has not done anything bad during the season. Again, we're 3 weeks away.
Isn't that sad, though, that we have to say that? No, this guy hasn't done anything bad. You're an adult. you should behave.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
I'm just saying it's sad that we have to say that kind of stuff. Like, we have to talk about grown adults and go, well, he's behaving.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this because this is kind of what we were talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, to the casual fan hearing Opuka, hearing these names, you're like, oh wow, Cyrus Allen's going to be a game changer. And I'm glad you tweeted that out yesterday about where people are taking him in fantasy drafts. I was impressed with the comments from Chiefs fans because like undrafted, 12th round, not going to take him, maybe third in dynasty. I'm like, okay, good. People at least have a sense of what's happening here. This will take a while to ramp up. Stephon Diggs, the other 5th round pick that he's been coupled with, 720 yards his rookie year. So it's a really good rookie season, over 50 catches, 4 touchdowns.
It's good to look at that and see, hey, you know what? 5th round draft picks can have an impact on here, but I don't want to set that, you know, as the bar for this guy or the expectation for him. I'm more interested to see how Kenneth Walker is involved in this offense, quite frankly, than I am Cyrus Allen. Because if we don't get Kenneth Walker the right amount of carries, the right situations, actually running the ball, fooling the defense, Cyrus Allen ain't going to have a chance in hell.
They had an under center play action screen pass yesterday, which was awesome. Under center, real play action, and then a screen pass that completely worked to Kenneth Walker. Andy Reid's going to have that back in his back because he actually has someone to run screen
passes. He actually has somebody to do it with now, too, and that's the other thing. We talk about Andy evolving. Andy's probably yelling at the radio right now going, Bob, I didn't have anybody. I couldn't run the screen pass. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Someone did ask what Stephon Diggs' first four games were. Also impressive. Also a name to maybe leave out when trying to think of what Cyrus Allen's comp can be until we see more evidence. Stephon Diggs, 25, 419, 2 touchdowns on 40 targets. Those were his first four games.
Did he play all the games?
He did not.
Okay, I was going to say, he would have had 1,000 yards.
Yeah, so he didn't play until week four.
Gotcha, yeah.
Why?
He had 700 yards his rookie year. First four games, he had 400 of them.
But, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Wait, he played his first four?
No, his first four games that he played,
he
missed the first three games of the season.
Oh.
I don't know what that was in Minnesota, but, I mean, his second game of his career was against our Kansas City Chiefs where he had 7 for 129.
Was that the game up in Minnesota? No, I'm trying to think when that game was.
It was definitely in Minnesota.
What year?
2018. 2015, I'm sorry. 2015.
Oh, 2015. Okay, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, man. That was his first four games. So, yeah, and 25 for 419, 2 touchdowns on 40 targets. If Cyrus Allen has 40 targets in the first four games, something is massively wrong with Rice or Worthy.
Yeah, or he's just that good. I mean, he's just wide open all the time.
They clearly have a connection.
They do. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah,
you can't lie to my eyes.
No, it's happening. Yeah, and Mahomes is doing his screaming after passing to Allen. He's doing that about a rookie. He's screaming, you know, cussing at the defense, talking about that's my guy. Like, that's already happening.
I mean, that's why I, you know, who poo-poos all this training camp hype and whatnot, as rightfully so, this one just hits different. This one just, I can't, other than like Jared Allen having this kind of impact on the field where everybody was like, oh my God, I don't remember this type of, oh my God, impact that somebody's having in training camp. Because you didn't expect it out of Jared Allen either. He was a 4th round long snapper.
So this is also kind of interesting here. Ken Walker last year, unless those are those are not. 1, 2, 3. Ken Walker had 3 100-yard rushing games last year for Seattle. You taking that over this year?
Say that again.
Ken Walker had 3 100-yard rushing games in the regular season for Seattle. Obviously, four. He had 4 100-yard rushing games last year for Seattle. You taking the over or under on that for Ken Walker this year? Now, again, Charbonnet was there.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to take the over, because he had a running mate there. I don't know that he has that same running mate, obviously, yet here in Kansas City. No, I'll take 100-yard games. Yeah, I think we have to be over that, guys. I think we have to overly commit to the run this year. So, yeah, I'm going to say.
That's actually also a lie. He had 3. He had, because if you count the regular season, he had 2 100-yard rushing games. He added on September 14th, mm-hmm. he had 105, and on December 18th, he had 100. Now, he had 2 100-yard games in the playoffs. He was a man in the playoffs. He had 135 in that Super Bowl, which is why he won Super Bowl MVP, mm-hmm. and he had 116 in the divisional round where they just beat the absolute snot out of San Francisco 41-6.
Yeah, when Charbonnet was hurt as
well. Yeah.
So, 2 in the regular season.
2 in the regular season. And then the other numbers are these: 38, 81, 86, 34, 66, 42, 67, 67, 71, 56, those type of numbers.
I'm just going to say right off the jump, I need more than that. You paid the guy $13 million. Yes, again, he had that. He shared time there. But I need more than that. I want to feature Ken Walker more in this offense. That's just my take.
Because the reason I bring that up is Sam Block has Ken Walker as the best running back in the AFC West. Yeah. I think I can. I can't do this. Amarian Hampton, that's the Chargers running back. Yep. I know they're going to use others, but that's your guy.
Right? Yep.
That's their number one, I think, on their depth chart, yep. If that even isn't a thing and that exists in the Mike McDaniels offense with the Los Angeles Chargers. The Raiders is Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, I thought that's where they would definitely go with that.
And then,
I'm surprised by that.
I am too. That's why I thought this was a pretty interesting topic.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought, Ashton Jeanty is like the layup. Just throw it out there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, he's going to be the best running back. But he picked Ken Walker, which is cool.
And then Denver's running back, that's where I struggle.
Yeah, they'll have a
mixed bag,
yes,
right?
Yeah. RJ Harvey's like their Darren Sproles. They'll still have J.K. Dobbins out there who'll probably get hurt.
He's already hurt.
McLaughlin.
Yeah. I remember when we had a lot of running backs that we weren't real sure about and how that worked for you last year. Sean Payton rolling into that same thing as Andy Reid. Maybe they become a predictable offense out there in Denver and we can just pin our ears back and knock Bo Nix in the next week.
They like this rookie, Jonah Coleman. Mm. Yeah, they've got a few guys. We'll see. Sean Payton's never really struggled with the running back, though. That's not been his thing. He struggled with wide receivers. Andy Reid and him are the opposite in that way. Yeah, I'm okay with Ken Walker being the best in the AFC West.
Oh,
though.
I am too. Yeah.
That's not a crazy take.
Yeah, have more than 2 100-yard games.
Yeah, no, I need more than that, though. Yeah, I definitely need a lot more than 2 100-yard games. I would think to myself, and again, this is just thinking off the top of my head, half your games, 100-yard games for Ken Walker, 8 games at 100. I don't know. And again, I'm asking and talking at the same time. What's the average amount of 100-yard games that a running back has in the NFL? Because as we talk about double-digit sacks, we need double-digit sacks. Then you realize like only 10 dudes a year get double-digit sacks.
Yeah, Gibbs had three. If you want to take the best running back last season, Jonathan Taylor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, yeah. So 8's a big number then, yeah.
8's huge.
So let's say 5. I'll take 5 games then of 100 yards.
If you want to count Jonathan Taylor for 6, because one of them was 240 yards.
No, but I mean, the 8's, again, like I said, it's probably like the sack thing where double-digit sacks sounds normal when you're having a conversation, but it really isn't when you look at the research of it.
Yes.
So, again, Gibbs, similar. What did Montgomery have last year? Didn't he have like 600? Because was that last year or 2 years ago where he was like close to his incentive line and missed it by like 1 yard because he got hurt?
Oh yeah, he got hurt. Yeah, I can't quite remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Montgomery, 100-yard game last year. He had 700 and something yards.
Yeah, so he
last
had 700.
Year. Yeah,
and so I mean they were hit. And then now this year, I bet I would smash the over on like 4.5 for Gibbs to have 100 yards.
Yes.
Because the other thing, too, is like I wonder how many. I don't know if he had any 100-yard receiving games that Gibbs might have had as well. Now, that's not really Ken Walker's bag, but if I told you...
Wow, this is a number that's interesting with the 100-yard games real quick. Per average last year, teams averaged between 2.8 and 3.2 individual 100-yard rushers per season. So you're looking... I mean, 3 is... I mean, Damn.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson had four. Like, yeah.
I didn't realize. This is why we're talking about it.
Like, eight is not.
No, eight's stupid. That was dumb for putting that one
out there. No, it's fair. Yeah, we're having the conversation, though.
But Derrick Henry did it in eight games. James Cook did it in nine games last year. But the average is about 2.8.
Three.
Right about, three. So three's a good number.
What do you think the perception of Ken Walker would be in the city if he had 1,027 yards, averaged 4.6 a game, and had five touchdowns?
Great, I think. Okay. I think that's a good season.
You think that's great?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's solid. I think
that
that's
was
solid.
His numbers last year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah,
with the money you paid, that's fine.
Yeah, because 1,000 yards shows you're committed to the run. How many touchdowns did he get in the passing game? And I think Andy will utilize him differently in the passing game and the screen game.
Really good out of
But if that's
field.
Just what I get out of rushing just from Ken Walker, I'm good with that. I'm real good with that. Because I think 1,000-yard rusher, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, you may think differently. I think that changes the whole dynamic of this offense. Because that's a commitment to the run.
Yeah, I agree. 17 running backs last year with 1,000 rushing yards. I would like him to be over that barely 1,000 mark. I'd like him to be in that 1,200 more range. Really, the touchdowns is the only thing that stuck out to me. Four or five touchdowns. Now they use Charbonnet in the red zone all the time. That will not be the case here, hopefully. I imagine he's the guy getting in the end zone more often.
Yeah, I would think so here, probably, unless you're completing these, 80-yard passes to Cyrus Allen or something like that. But I would imagine he's going to be your featured back. He's great inside the tackle. He breaks a lot of tackles. But we did see Emmett Johnson break 10 tackles in that first preseason game as well. So maybe he factors in. Again, I know this is a wet blanket. Collectively, tell me what the running backs are going to do this year. And that's how we'll judge the success, I think, of this offense.
Last year, no receiving touchdowns
For Ken?
For Ken Walker.
All right.
31 receptions for 282. No touchdowns.
Yeah, I have to look at his over-under now for this season because he's going to be used way more out of the backfield.
I want to see more than 2025.
Yeah,
me too.
I think that's where I wrap this topic up because I want to see more from K9 the third when it comes to the contract and where he could be on this team. And I think hopefully the team will do that. But 282 receiving, zero touchdowns. I'd like to see more of that if I'm being an honest person here. We'll get into some Hall of Fame, no doubters as well. But, Bob, we got mad about pigs in the studio. So I feel like we might be on the same page here. We get back on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Alohi Gilman, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.